Okay, ready? Today's daf kuf 100. Masechtas Bava Metzia. Here we go. Hamachlof par bechamor. If somebody exchanges a para for a chamor, I'm giving you my para, you're giving me the chamor, making an exchange. V'chein or hamocher shivchaso. If you sell a shivcha, right? The first case is talking about a machlif. We didn't sell it; we exchanged it. What? I'm sorry.
The older.
Then I had a baby. So I exchange. The reason why the first case is not talking about a sale, it's talking about an exchange, is because if it's talking about a sale, the only way you're kona the animal is when you do mashicha. Therefore, if the only way you kona the animal is when you do mashicha, it's impossible for this to happen. It's impossible for the animal to give birth and you not know when it gave birth. That's impossible. The only way it's possible is if we exchange. So by an exchange, when one person does the kinyan on one, the other one's kona the other one. That's chalipin. Right? That's how this is possible. And by a shivcha, you can be kona it with money. You can buy a shivcha with money. Because a shivcha is doma tekarka. That does work with money. You can't buy items with money. You can't buy other items with money. Why not? Because we were said, we were afraid that you're going to buy it with money, you're not going to pick it up till later, there'll be a fire, and there'll be no incentive to save it. Because it doesn't belong to you. Right? So because of that, that's why the mission is machlif. We exchange. So either way, hamachlif para bechamor, if you exchange a para with a chamor, the yalda, and it has a baby, the chain, or hamocher shivcha, so you sell a shivcha, the yalda, and it has a baby, ze omer adjelo macharti, this one says, before I sold it. Right? You know what? The baby was born before I sold it, says the seller. The ze omer, no, mishal lakachti. After I bought it, then you had the baby. So who owns the baby? The baby belongs to me. Right? Says the buyer. Okay? Yachloku, you split it. Why? Because again, this mission is going on the shita of Sumchas, who says, whenever there's a suffix, yachloku. Okay? Now, the Shita Mikubet says, it's a bomb kasha. The bomb kasha is, since we're talking about a pregnant animal, right? It must be that was part of the deal. In other words, I came to you and I said, I want to buy that pregnant animal. Right? I'll read it in Hebrew. V'tzaruch biur. Halo behechrach nisratu b'nehim al mechiras par muberes. Of course, the deal was for a pregnant cow. She'im lo kein, if not, vaday lo yachol hakona l'tvoas avlad la'atmo, the buyer couldn't say, no, the thing belongs to me. If that wasn't part of the deal, what are you claiming? Right? You can't claim something that wasn't part of the deal. Right? If I'm buying a box from you and I find that there's money in the box, I have no right to claim the money's mine. That wasn't part of the deal. It's like a box. I wasn't buying the money inside. Right? So I can't claim the baby's mine unless I agreed with you to purchase a pregnant cow. Otherwise, I have no claim in the baby. So that you agree with? Right? If that's true, how can the seller say, no, the baby was born before I sold it? How can the seller say that? Right? How can the seller say that? No, before I bought it, then it was born before I sold it. It's mine, the baby. What do you mean? We have a deal for a pregnant animal. That was the deal. How could you claim that? Right? It has to be the deal. Otherwise, the buyer would never have the legs to claim that the baby belongs to him. It must be, you hear the kasha? Must be, a bomb kasha. Must be that the pregnant animal was part of the deal. If it's part of the deal, how could the seller say, no, it was born already? How could he say that? That's exactly what we're assuming. We're assuming that the knowledge of the pregnant, you, Bedafka walked into the store and said, I want to buy that pregnant cow right there. If not, you'd never have the legs, you'd never have the legal right to even have a tie in it. It's mine. Why? It's that I buy a box from you. You own a box store. And I buy the box and I come home and there's a $100 bill in there. And you say, oh, by the way, I left $100. No, it's part of the deal. What do you mean it's part of the deal? I'm part of the deal. Right? Same thing with the cow. I have no right to say, no, the baby's mine. That's a big shiloh. It's a big shiloh. No, it doesn't. That's a big shiloh. It wasn't part of the deal. For sure it wasn't part of the deal. It might be a different issue. We had a case like that. But if it's a mecca, if it's totally not part of the deal, and it was a total mistake, do I have a claim? So it must be that it was part of the deal. Not that it wasn't part of the deal. It was the deal. The deal was I'm buying a pregnant animal. So how could the seller say, no, it was born already? How could he say that? The question is a lot better than the answer. So, if the buyer comes home and the taka no pre, the baby's born already, it's a mechachtos. It's a mistake. Kind of come out with some, what's the question talking about? So the sheet that we come out with explains that, that basically the seller said, yeah, 100% we had a deal for a pregnant animal. I have to give you a pregnant animal. Happens to be, I'm not sure now, this one could be it was born already, so therefore this might be a megatos. I give you a different pregnant animal. Right? Well, yeah, the deal is for a pregnant animal. So he says over here that Shatorin HaMocher, the seller says, yeah, Achin Paramu Beres Macharti Lach, yeah, I sold you. V'lo Yadati, I don't know. B'shas Mechir in Parazay Yaldo Olo, I don't know. V'yachar Kach, Huver Li, now for sure it came revealed to me, Shachin Yaldo Kodim Mechira. V'kivin Shekain, Imtir to Etin Lachal Paramu Beres Acheres, I've got to give you another pregnant cow, because I realize now this one was born too early. Oh, Uvim Lo, Yitzbatel Mechach, or Taka, it's going to be a bottle sale. The Hakone Toein, the Kone says no. Parazu b'shas mechira ha'isimu beres. No, it was born pregnant taka, like you said, and I gave birth to it in my possession. So you're right. The answer is, you're going to have to give him another cow. That's the answer. But you are claiming by the way, this one was in my possession. Maybe this one's better, bigger. I don't know. You're right. Anyway, you're right. This one was in my possession. You're right. I'm going to owe you another one taka. I'm going to owe you another one. But this one was in my possession. Okay. Next case. That was case number one. Case number two. Hayelo Beis Avadim. He had two servants. Echad Gadol v'Echad Katan. One was a large one. One was big. One was small. Or V'chein or Beis Sados. Two fields. Echad Gadol v'Echad Katana. One big and one small. Halokeach Omer. The buyer says, of course, Gadol lakachti. I bought the big one. I bought the big one. Now, why won't the price reflect which one you bought? Because then a bigger one costs more than a little one. Maybe it's the same price. Maybe the price difference was so small, no negligible. I don't know. V'ala Omer. The other one says, the seller's any a day. I don't know. So one knows, one doesn't know. Zacha b'gadol. The buyer wins the big one, gets the big one. Why? Because he's a bari, and the seller's only a shema. The seller says, I don't know. The buyer says, I know. Or the reverse of the case. Hamocher Omer Katon Macharti. The seller says, I sold the little one. V'hala Omer Eini Yodea. And the buyer doesn't know. Ein lo alav ela katon. He only gets the little one. Right? Because it's the exact same rule. Ze Omer Gadol v'ze Omer Katon. One says big, one says small. Yishava Hamocher Shehakaton. Yishava Hamocher Shehakaton Machar. The small... The seller has to swear. Why does the seller have to swear? The seller has to swear that Hitaka sold him the small one. And the Gemara is going to ask, well, why don't we just say Achloku? Right? Why don't we divide it?
Why?
Huh?
Why?
I guess divide the difference in price between the big one and the small one. He says the big, he says the small. All of a sudden there's a Shvua. Why is there a Shvua? Sumchus holds when there's a Mamon and Besafek, Achloku. Why are you swearing? The Mocha swears because we always swear not, and don't, the Gemara's going to say that. You always swear not to pay. You never swear to pay. You always swear not to pay. Right? That's a rule in the Torah. Ze Omer Eini Yodea, Ve Ze Omer Eini Yodea, Yachloku. Neither of them knows, they're both Pesafik, then of course the din is Yachloku. Okay? Good? It's the exact same thing. The Chiddush here is, there was loan, and here it's a sale. Previous mission was I borrow. And which one did you borrow? I said I borrowed this one. You said you borrowed that one. Right? And this is all about sale. You're right. That's the only difference. Why do you need to know both? So you could think of cases why you need to know both. But you're right. All this mission is about a sale. Previous mission was about borrowing and renting.
Once he swears, then he gets a small.
Right. Because you swear and don't pay. That's the rule of that swerve. I swear it got stolen, right? The Baal doesn't swear that something happened and he gets paid. The Shomer always swears. The guy who's not paying is always swearing. Right, so the Gemara is going to say, the reason why Sumchis holds that the Gemara is going to say, Sumchis does not argue on a Shvur Doraisa. Shvur Doraisa, even Sumchis agrees you swear. Modi B'Mikzas, that's a Shvur Doraisa, even Sumchis agrees you have to swear. That's why he's swearing over here. Right? That's what the Gemara is going to say. Okay, so the Gemara says, Am I Achloku? Why are you splitting it? Right? In the first case, even. The first case. I exchange a cow for a donkey. What do we say? Yachloku. Why yachloku? Velefzi birushos deman kaima. Let's see whose rishus it was in first. Velehevi idacha motzi mechaver olav araya. You want it. You want to change the status. You bring a raya. Why yachloku? So the Gemara says, Amar b'chiyah bar avin, Amar Shmuel, ba'omedes ba'agam. No. There is no marakama. There is no chazaka. Why? Because before the sale, it was in the swamp. It wasn't even in anybody's rishus. So the Gemara says, Shivchanami dekaima besimta. The Shivcha also. We're talking about a case where at the time of the sale, before the sale, the Shivcha was in the rishus harabim somewhere. Simta is like the side streets of the rishus harabim. In other words, it wasn't in anyone's possession. So to say, well, it's in my possession. You want to take it out of my possession? You have to bring a raya that it's yours. Why don't we say that? So we say, no, it wasn't in anyone's possession. So the Gemara says, "V'nupki acheskas demarakama," but it belonged to somebody. Belonged to somebody. Exactly. Who cares where it is? It belonged to somebody. And it belonged to Reuven, and he's exchanging it with Shimon. So Reuven's the chazaka. It's in the street. Big deal. Still Reuven's. Shimon wants to say, "No, the baby was born in my possession. Go prove that." So the Gemara says, let the other one, Shimon, have to go bring a raya to prove when it was born. Since he's never going to have to prove that, he's never going to get it. Why are we dividing it in half? So the Gemara says, Hamani Sumchasi. This is Sumchas. The Amar who says, Mamon Hamotal Basafik Cholkin below Shavua. Whenever there's a doubt like this, whenever money is in a doubt, we hold that Mamon Hamotal Basafik is Cholkin. It's divided. But No, not if there's a suffix. No, he doesn't. As a matter of fact, we said on Shabbos that why would the Mishnayis quote halachas that we do not hold like? It's not so unusual. It's not so far fetched. The Rashbam holds. No, we do hold like suffix. We do hold like suffix. We don't hold like suffix. Why would Yehud HaNasi codify Mishnayis that we do not hold like? The kasha. But we led to a whole discussion. Why? What do the Nazi pick and choose? Why are these Mishnahs yes and others not? Right? And then, like Seth said to me afterwards, he says, not only that, we have Mishnahs that we don't hold like, fine. They're whatever, I don't know what percent it is, it's more than 10%, I would say, that we don't hold like the Mishnahs. Even more than that. The Mishnahs, after when the Gemara gets done with the Mishnah is talking about one far fetched case. Right? The whole Mishnah is talking about one very unusual case. Probably never going to happen. And then we always have to come on. Well, they're just giving you examples. Right? This far-fetched case, like yesterday. The case is where you live next door to the guy. So when the animal's let out, there's nowhere else to go. Right? There's a hole. So far-fetched. Most people don't live next door to each other. Right? Most people don't. A few people do. You have one neighbor. The rest of the world doesn't live next door to you. Right? Why the Mishnayos are written like that, I don't know. It's all of a sudden, Sumchis, we don't hold like Sumchis. We don't hold like that. We hold, if you want something, go prove it. That's good kasha. Anyway, now the Gemara says, a little bit what you're asking, hey, Mardama Sumchis, when does Sumchis say that money's in a suffix, that it's divided without anyone bringing any proof? That's Beshema, Beshema. I have no idea, you have no idea. Right? Bari, Babari, me, Amar. If both of you are sure, he also says that? Now, how can both be sure? Only one of you is wrong. I'm positive it was born. How can you both be sure about that? You're both sure about it, right? You're both sure about it. Anyway, even then he holds it's divided. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna. In, yes. Amar Sumchis afilu b'bari u'bari. Even if you're both sure, even if you're both certain you're right, you're certain you're right, even then Sumchis holds it divided. For Rava Amar, Rava says no. La'olam ki Amar Sumchis Shema v'Shema. When does Sumchis say his din? that you divided. If both of you are not, nobody's sure. Nobody knows. I don't know. You don't know. No one knows when this baby was born. Aval bari ubari lo amar. But if both of you are sure, then someone has never said his din. V'tani. And then in order for that to be true, our Mishnah should read as follows. Ze omer shema ad shelo macharti. V'ze omer shema mishal lakachti. One says, maybe, before this happened. And one says, no, I think also maybe, Taka. No one's sure here. Because if you're certain, some of us would not say his din. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, in our Mishnah, Ze omer eini yodea, v'ze omer eini yodea, yachloku. The last case of the Mishnah was, if I don't know, and you don't know, yachloku. That's a case of Shema v'Shema. I have no idea, you have no idea. Bishlomo l'Rava. Rava makes sense now. Mid the Seifa Shema v'Shema. If the Seifa is Shema v'Shema, Reisha Nami Shema v'Shema. The Reisha is also Shema v'Shema. And then the only thing you have to ask is why is it repeated? Why is it repeated? So we could say it's repeated because it's parallel to yesterday's Mishnah, the first Mishnah about a Shoel, or maybe there's a Chidushim if you have to figure out why would the Mishnah say three cases. Well, the middle case is a Shvua. Why would the Mishnah say case number one and case number three when they're both really the same case? You have to think of a reason why. But at least the halacha makes sense. There's an internal consistency in the Mishnah. The only question is maybe it's redundant. But El Rav Arhuna, the Amar who said in yes, Amar Subkas Afilu Bari Ubari. So wait a minute. Hashta Bari Ubari Amar Yachloku. Shema v'Shema Mibaya. If case number one is a Bari, they're both certain. I'm positive it was born by me. I'm positive it was born by me. And what's the halacha? Yachloku. So Shema v'Shema, of course. Case number three is mamish totally extra. So the Gemara says, Imishum ha lo irya. That's a kasha. That's not a kasha. Why is that not a kasha? Tana seifa ligluye reisha. The seifa was written to reveal and to expose the chiddush of the reisha. Why? Shelo tomar. Don't think to say. Reisha, the Reisha is Shema v'Shema. Right? The Reisha is Shema v'Shema. Aval, Bari Ubari, lo. But Bari Ubari, no way. Tana Seifa, the Seifa is written Shema v'Shema. That's a case of Shema v'Shema. Each one says, I don't know. Right? Michlal, the Reisha. That in the Reisha, Bari Ubari, it must be a case of Bari Ubari, Tafilu Hachi, Yachloku, and still the Halacha is Yachloku. Right? It's a little funny because we don't read Mishnahs backwards. Right? We read Mishnahs the way they're written. So the first case is the case of Bari Ubari, second case is the case of Shuva Fine, and the third case is the case of Shema V'Shema. So now, scratch your head, wait a minute. If the first case is Bari Ubari, isn't this extra? So what's the Gemara's answer? The Gemara's answer is no. You would have thought that the first case is a case of, maybe like Rava said, that it's a case of Shema v'Shema. Maybe it was born by me, like Rava said, Rava stuck in those words. Rava changed the gears. No, maybe it was born by maybe. Say no. The Sefer says maybe. What is the ratio? The ratio must mean a case of Vadai. Okay? That's the Gemara's answer. The only question we have is, according to Rava, why does the Mishnah Taka say the same thing twice? That's a kasha. Why is Mishnah saying it twice? So you have to think of an answer why. Yeah, where did I see that? I said in my parsha sheets, by my parsha questions, they asked a question about that. That it seems to be that a shvua is a chiyuv. So that's by a daraisa. That's exactly why. So in the middle case, you have to swear. That's exactly why. Because if it's a daraisa, Simchas has to bow to the daraisa shavua. That's exactly why. That seems to be that it's a chiyuv. Yeah. If that's true, then. Yeah, exactly. If it's Daraisa Shavua, Subcha says, you have to swear. Which is why in the second case, the Mishnah says swear. But if it's a Darabanan Shavua, like a lot of the Shavuas are Darabanan, then Subcha says, no, divide it. So what the question was, the question was, if a Shavu is a Chiyuv, the Chiyuv, then having the opening Mishnah of Perek HaMath could say that if the Shomer wants, he could pay. How can he pay? He has to swear. It's up to the Shomer's choice. If he wants to swear, right? You come home from the party, you say, Newt, where's my car? Oh, it got stolen. Really? Swear. You know what? I'm afraid of swearing. I'll pay you for the car. So the Shomer can do that, right? Shomer has the choice. How can he have a choice? Shavu's a Chiyuv. That's the question that So what? Right. I don't know. I'm not such a bucket in Shavuos. I don't know which ones are Doraisa and which ones are Dorabanan. Most of the mix is Doraisa. I think there's three Shavuos Doraisas, right? Shavuos Shomrim, Shavuos Motiv Mixas, and what's the third one? I don't know. I don't remember. I think there are three. All these other things are Dorabanan. Shavuos that you didn't, I don't know. Okay, Tanan. The middle case of our Mishnah said, Tanan, Ze Omer Gadol Ze Omer Katan, Yishava HaMochesh HaKatan Mochar. Right? You have to swear that it was a. So, Bishlam alu Rava. Rava makes sense. The Amar Ki Amar Sumcha Shema V'Shema. When did Sumcha say he's going to be a Chloku? When a Shema V'Shema. Avil Bori U Bori Lo Amar. He never said that. Mishum Hachi Yishava. That's why there's a Shvua. El Rabba Bar Bar Huna. The Amar ain't in. Amar Sumcha Zafilu Bori U Bori. Amayishava Mocher. Yachloku Mi Boyale. It should be a case of Yachloku. Right? Why on earth is there a Shvua here? The answer is Moda Sumchis. Sumchis admits Hecha de Ika Shvur Daraisa. When is a Shvur Daraisa? Kedib Inan Lamein Rala Kaman. Like we are going to explain in a few minutes on Amid Beis. Okay? We are on the second to last line on Amid Aleph by the two dots. Second to last skinny line on Amid Aleph. Second to last skinny line. So the Mishnah said, Hayulobezavadin Echa Gadav Yechakatam. Right? It said there were two servants, a big one and a little one. The buyer says, I bought the big one. The seller says, no, I sold you the little one. So what do? So you have to swear. There's a shvua. Why is there a shvua? Because it's a shvua d'oraisa, moda b'miksas. Asks the Gemara, something we had yesterday. Amai yishava, why is there a shvua here? This is not a case of moda b'miksas. Masha tonu lo hodolo, who masha hodolo tonolo. What I'm asking for, you're not admitting to, and what you're admitting to, I didn't ask for. I say, where's the 100 bottles of beer I lent you? You say, well, I have 50 bottles of wine. That's not Mozart Mixas. I asked you for beer. You tell me about wine? I asked, right? That's not a Mozart Mixas. Just because the number is the same, it's 50 is half of 100, that doesn't mean anything. Right? Where's the big servant? I am selling a big servant. No, here's the little one. Well, the little one's half the size of the big one. That's not a case of Mozart Mixas. I'm asking for A, and you're giving me B. That's not a case of Moda B'Miksas. We're going to answer. We hold like this is going to be like Rabbi Gamliel, who holds it is a case of Moda B'Miksas. That's going to be the answer. That's first of all. The Ode, another Kasha, Halachu. This is a case of Halach. Halach means, if I say to you, where's the $100 you owe me? So you say, you know what? $50 I agree with you. Here's the 50. Halach, go. The Halacha is such a case. According to some, there's no Moda B'Miksas over there. Why? Because you paid the half you admitted that you owed. You didn't say, half I owe you. When am I going to pay you? I don't know, when I have the money. And the other half, I never borrowed it. That's the case of Moda B'Miksas. But when that's the case of Moda B'Miksas. But over here, when I give you the money, I give it to you right on the spot, goodbye, it's not a case of Moda B'Miksas. Why not? If anybody remembers, we looked at on that Gimel, above Metziah. That ballad. It's been a long time since Dav Dalev, Bo Metzia. Whole world's been turned upside down since then. But that's the halacha. So over here, say, well, where's the big one? No, I gave you the little one. Here he is. Go home with him. Have a good time with him. Right? Case of halach. So there isn't, even if it would be the same thing, even if it would be, it's not the same thing, first of all. Even if it would be, it's a case of halach. Here he is. Go home. That's question number two. But also, Einish Boin Ala Avadim. You don't swear on Avadim. Why? Because Avadim are like Karka, and you don't swear on Karka. So this whole mission doesn't make any sense. So like, Rav says, we've got three answers to answer these questions. Rav says, you're right. You didn't claim the Eved. You claimed the money of the Eved. Betanu Demei. Demei Eved Gadol. Demei Eved Katan. I said, where's the $1,000 I gave you for the Eved? And the other one says, no, it wasn't 1,000, it was 500. That's a case of money. It's not a case of Evadim. So it is the same claim. What I'm asking for, you're denying. It is a case of Mozim Mikzas. Also, Demesa de Gedola, Demesa de Katana. Same thing by a field. Okay? It's not a case of Halach, because you're not giving it to me. You're just saying, no, it's a classic case of Mozim Mikzas. I gave you $1,000 for a big Evad, and you say, no, you only gave me 500. Where's the 500? You're not giving it back. That's not a case of Halach. And the third thing was, were you swearing about Avadim? No, we're not swearing about Avadim, we're swearing about money. It's the money of the Eved. That's Rav. Shmuel Omer. Shmuel says, the Rishonim explain that the reason why Shmuel rejects Rav is because it's not what it says in the Mishnah. He added words to the Mishnah. It's not what it says. Now Shmuel's going to add his own words to the Mishnah. So why is Shmuel better than Rav? I don't know. Shmuel's going to add his own words. What does Shmuel say? No, we're not talking about a case of Avadim. We're talking about Ksus Eved Gadol, Ksus Eved Katan. We're talking about the shirt. A big shirt for the Eved. I bought a big shirt, and I bought a little shirt. So the only thing we resolved here is it's not an Eved anymore. It's a Bentaltalin. It's a shirt. Right? So the Gemara, Omrei Sadeh Gadola, Omrei Sadeh Katana. I was going to buy a big pile of wheat, and you say, no, it's a small pile of wheat. So it's Bentaltalin already. It's not a field. It's Bentaltalin. And Bentaltalin, there is no problem. You're allowed to swear on Bentaltalin. Shas an avodim and kaki, you're not allowed to swear. So we only answered one of the three questions. What about Halach? And what about the fact that it's not the same taina? I asked you for a big shirt, you can't give me a little shirt. The Gemara has answered that question. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ksus, mashatanu lo hodolo, u mashahodolo lo tanu. I asked you for a big shirt, you give me a small shirt. It's not the same item. So the Gemara says, k'da'amar of Papa, like if Papa said in a different context, b'diyalfi, hachanami b'diyalfi. We're talking about a shirt, some kind of, I'm not sure what this is. It's some kind of beged that could come apart. How do they translate that? Bialfi. They were attached. So I'm asking you for a big attached pieces, and you're telling me, no, it's only small attached pieces. In other words, it is the same claim. I'm asking you, basically, it's like saying, I'm asking you for 10 pieces of cloth, and you're only admitting to 5. Why? Because the whole cloth, the whole shirt, is made up of different pieces. So you have a tall guy, you add on more pieces. You have a short guy, you add on less pieces. So I'm asking you, where's the big pieces? You tell me, no, it was just so small pieces. The guy was short. So it is a case of the same taina. I'm asking you for a lot of cloth, and you're admitting to me only a little bit of cloth. That is the case of Modu Mixas.
A prefab shirt,
exactly. So, Kasha Leila Reb Hoshea. So Reb Hoshea asks the following question. Midik Swas Katani? Does it say that? Evid Katani. Doesn't say that. It says an Evid. Why Reb Hoshea wakes up over here by Shmuel and by Rav, doesn't say boo? I don't know. All of a sudden, Shmuel, you don't make it. Doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Right? El Am Reb Hoshea. Reb Hoshea says, Kigon, for example, Shetano Evid Biksuso. You're claiming the Evid and the Ksus. Vitsadeh Beumre. And the field and the piles of, and the bushels in the field. And therefore, it's a Gilgal Shavua. I'm claiming the shirt. Since I'm claiming the shirt, I could also swear on the Eved. That he could do. Gilgal Shavua. Right? That's what we answered yesterday. Exactly. I vakati ksus mashatonu lohodolo or mashahodolo lotonu. But there's still a problem. It's not the same item. Armor of Papa. No, but the Alfi. No, it's prefab. So 1 minute. So Kashleil of Sheshes. So Sheshes had a whole problem with this. Zoka kinasa lashmiran? What's the whole Mishnah telling me? That if I make you swear on a metalatlan, I can make a Gilgal Shvua and make you swear on the Eved or on the land also? That's Aleph base. It's a Beferisher Mishnah. Tanina Zok, we learned that already in Kedushin. Zoka kin hanachos and jail nachwais, and manachos and sheshel nachwais. We shav aleiv. I can do that. I know that already. But that I can make you swear, if I make me swear in A, I can also throw in B, and B, I would never be able to swear in Lechatila. Why? Because it's a Eved or it's Karka. That's the Chiddush. That can't be the Chiddush. Ela Amar of Sheshes, Hamani, Reb Meir Hi. This whole Mishnah must be going like Reb Meir, the Amar who says, Abda Kim Metalatulim Dami. No, Avodah have the din of Metalatulim. That's all the problem is solved. I vakati mashatano lo hodolo mashahodolo tonu. But so what? I asked you for a big evet, good, it's a, and you tell me it's a small evet. That's like asking for I wanted to, with the barrel of wine I lent you. It's a big barrel. You say, well, here's the bottle that you lent me. Give me back the bottle. That's not the same taina. That's not the same thing. You don't make a shavu on that. No, savalok gamliel ditnan tonu chitim v'hodim isorim. If I say with the wheat and you say, well, here's the barley. Potter, there is no shavu on that. Why not? That's not modu mitzas. Why not? It's not the same taina. Rabbi Gamliel om mechayev. Rabbi Gamliel says you are chayev. Right? Why? That's a sheet that's a mitzvah shavu. We'll get there later. So therefore, everything's solved. Everything's solved. It's avodim. It's okay. It's not. It's the same item. It doesn't have to be the same item. It's all solved. And one more thing. Akati helechu. Wait a minute. It's still hail. It's still an issue of helech. Why? Because I'm saying here he is. Go home. I'm paying off the half that I admit to. You say, where's the big Eved? I bought a big Eved. I say, no, you bought a little one. Here he is. Go home with him. If I say, here he is, go home with him, there's no mode of mixas. Why? Halech, I'm paying you what I admit to. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, who says Rava, Avda dekata liyada. No, what happened was, the hand was cut off. The hand of the Eved was cut off. Or, Tesada shechofer boris sichunum oros. You ruin the field. You dug ditches. So when you're giving half, it's not even the real half. It's half minus a hand. It's half plus it's ruined. I say to you, and I purchased the big Evet. You say to me, no, you didn't. You purchased the little one. Right? And here he is. But so wait a minute. But he's missing a hand. What happened to the hand? Oh, there was an accident. He's missing a hand. I'm sorry. Right? In other words... What do you mean, same case?
Same item. Same item. You damaged the item.
Right.
Take what you damaged as part of that item.
Right, so what would be a comparable case?
He's not saying that, listen, you sold me an Evan without an arm. Then you have a different case.
Right.
I didn't sell you that without an arm. You sold the Evan sold. Oh, but I damaged the Evan.
Right.
What you damaged.
Right, so therefore.
I don't understand why that. I mean, how the twist in the case so much.
Right, so it must be that since, you're right, I'm going to owe you now to compensate you for the accident where the guy, I'm going to owe you now more. That's not a case of halach. That's what the Gemara is saying. Now, that's not even half anymore.
Well,
it's not even...
Well, who said it was?
What?
Why would anybody think that is?
What?
Exactly, that doesn't
seem to be... No, so we have to figure out how else...
I'm saying, why would that be...
How else are we making this not a case of halach? It must be... Oh, this is how we explain the Mishnah. It must be talking about a case where you damage the Eved or you damage the property. So when you're giving it back, you're not even giving it back half. Because in other words, you still owe him. That's the issue.
Agreed.
You still owe him. More than it doesn't mean 50%. Doesn't mean, that's not what it means. If I say, where's the $100? You say, well, here's only $25. That's also more than it makes us. It's not more than chetzi. It's more than it makes us. Here, the problem is, it's not halach. Why not? Because you still have to compensate me for the loss of the arm. Therefore, you're not saying, here he is, go. I owe you now more money.
But you're owing the money on a separate thing. It's not on the original claim.
What do you mean? That's on the Eved. You owe me for the Eved. The Eved's on a full Eved now. He's a missing hand. You have to compensate me. And you'll say, fine, I will compensate you. Well, I'll send you a check. Oh, what's that? Send you a check. It's not halach. That's why. Okay? It makes sense. Right, the fact that you owe the money, right. Of course this is not in the Mishnah, right? This is what we just said a few minutes ago. We make the Mishnah in a crazy case, right? The whole Mishnah is a crazy case. It's a case where you're saying you owe the Eved, but his hand's missing now. Some accident happened. It's very unusual. Right, just in this case, right. Okay, let's get that to the Mishnah. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. V'aramer ibchashma'in and lay. V'aramer said the exact opposite. Ditnan, we learned in the Mishnah, gazal behema, if you steal an animal, v'hitzkina, and it gets old, or avadim, you steal avadim, v'hitzkina, and they get old. In other words, 30 years go by. Mishalim kishas hagzela. You have to pay from 30 years ago. And give him back an old man. I had a young, vibrant Eved. Now you're 30 years later, now you're giving him back? Nah, I don't want that. V'aramer omer, ba'avadim, when it comes to avadim, Omer lo, harisho l'chalufanecha. Here he is. What do you see? That when it comes to avodah, it'll make a difference.
The guy's missing a hand. He's an old man now. What's the difference? Here he is. So that should also be halach. So the Gemara says, now here he is. I'm giving him to you. Ah, he's not as strong. Big deal.
So the Gemara says, Nahalo Kasha. You know, we're going to switch them around the names. Kidamachlif, Rabbi Ravua. Fatani, Rabbeir Omer Mashal, Kishat Zagdela. Rabbeir says, now you have to pay like he's strong at the time he stole him. Fechacham Omerim, Omer Lo Ba'avadim, Harishal Chalofanecha.
No, by Avadim you could say, here he is.
So the Gemara says, Mimai de Savar Rabbeir, Makshinin Karkala Evan.
How do you know that Rabbeir makes a comparison to Karka and Evan?
Ma Evan Nishboyin, Af Karka Nishboyin.
Just like Eved, you could swear, so too Karka, you could swear.
Dilma, maybe, a Eved hu dinishboyin. On Eved, you could swear. Aval a Karka, lo. But on Karka, not. What's going on here?
We just said that Rameir holds that the Mishnah had two cases. It had a case of an Eved, and it had a case of Karka. So now the Gemara is asking, does a mayor hold that by a gilgal, I'm making you swear on the shirt, I can also make you swear on the eved? Does he hold the same thing by karka? Maybe not. Because Rameir said, we said that Rameir held the karka, then we rejected that. We said, no, forget the shirt. The eved is metaltalin. Eved of a... So then how is he swearing on the karka? That's the Gemara's question.
So the Gemara says, lo sakadaitach, don't worry about that. Titania, hamach lefar bechamar v'yolda, if you switch a cow and it gives birth, v'chein hamocha shivchas v'yolda, ze'om v'rishusi v'zeh shosek.
One says it happened by me, and one says I have no idea, I'm quiet.
Zacha, he gets it. Ze'om v'eni yudea v'ze'om v'eni yudea, yachloku. Ze'om v'rishusi v'ze'om v'rishusi, yishav hamocha v'rishusi yolda. L'fi shakala nishbon shevatara, nishbon v'lo mashalman, divir meir.
You always swear and don't pay.
V'cham omrim,
and the Rechachim say, no, impossible. There's no Shuvah on Avadim, there's no Shuvah on Karka. Since he denied both, since the Rechachim said no on both,
Michlal, what do you see? Lav Michlal is Rameir Sabra Nishboin.
You see Rameir says he could.
So Gemara says, who said that? Dilma Kishem Sha'amrule, Kiyechid Odes Li, Lon Bekarkos, Odes Linami Be Avadim.
Says, who said that? Maybe that the Rechachim is saying, no, admit to us on both. And Rameir says, no, I'll admit to you on Karka. On Karka, I agree, there's no Shmua. So how do you know, back to our Mishnah, how do you know you can swear the Karka?
Teidal, prove that's true. Titnan, Rameir Omer, Yesh Doron Sheik Karka, Vein Karka.
There are things like Karka, and things that are not like Karka.
Vein Chacham Modemo,
Chacham don't agree.
Ketet, for example, Yud Gefonim to Onos, Masarati Lecha,
I say I gave you 10 vines to watch.
Valo Omer, Ein Lechomish,
only gave me 5.
So Rameir, Mechayev.
Rameir says, make a Shmua. Aye, they're attached to the ground. No
Shavuah. The whole machlokas is they're about to be
cut off. So the question is, if they're about to be cut off, is it as if they're already cut off?
Right? The marsav are kibitzuras dominin. The marsav love kibitzuras dominin.
Bottom line is, Rameir never holds that otherwise you can make a shavuah on karka. Impossible. What's that mission talking about?
Ella rejecting the whole thing.
El olam kidraboshia. Really, it's Raboshia's right.
I would kakashalach zukikin.
Ah, but what's the problem with Raboshia? That's the chiddush. You're telling me that what? That we can make a gilgal shvuah? That's the aleph beis. I know that already.
So the Gemara says, no, it's true. Talking about the chamina, psus eved ke'eved dami, umrei tzadik ke'tzavad dami.
Kamashal, we don't say that.
Okay, let's just do two more lines and we'll finish. Zo'omer eni yadev, zo'omer yadev, achloku, ha'mani, atzum chesi, da'omer, ma'omer mutal, basafek, cholkin.
That's divided.
Ein maseifa, zo'omer b'shutzi, zo'omer b'shutzi, yishav ha'mocher, shu b'shutzo yolda. That
if once it happened by me, once it happened by you,
l'rabar barhuna, da'omer in, omar simcha tefilu, bori u bori, ama yishava, why do you have to swear? Mocher, why does it have to swear, achloku? We buy a modus sumchus. Sumchus admits. We said this already. Hechad deka shavu daraisa. When is the shavu daraisa? The ketal liyada
kidirava. You have to say that the hand was chopped off. Therefore, it's not a case of halach. We said all that already. Bottom line is, so just as I rush at the end of here because I want to finish at the end. So Rameir is rejected because according to Rameir, there's no way we can get out of the case of the land. According to Rameir, why is he swearing on land? Impossible. Rameir doesn't hold like that. So we're stuck. Therefore, we rejected Rameir. We're back to Raboshia. What was the chiddush? No, the chiddush was, don't tell me that it's like metaltalin. It's not metaltalin. It's karka, but you're allowed to swear anyway. Okay? We'll resume tomorrow. Have a good day.